Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and amongst other things, I am the co-editor of the St. Austin Review, and I'm excited to tell you about it. The new issue is just out, the May June 2022 issue. So, the St. Austin Review is published 6 times a year. I've edited it since it was launched in 2001. It was actually launched in the month of 9/11. The first issue was the September October 2001 edition. I moved to the United States from my native England on September the 7th, 2001, 4 days before 9/11. And actually, on the September the 8th was the official launch party in London for the magazine, and I missed it because I'd moved to the States the day before. So that it's had, now has a 20-year history and counting. 20, yes, almost 21-year history. So it's a Catholic cultural magazine, the St. Austin Review. Our motto is Reclaiming Culture, and it comes out 6 times a year, and each issue has a different theme. We have regular features, we have book reviews, we have poetry in every issue, and we have theme-related articles in every issue. So for those of you that don't know the St. Austin Review, I'm going to give you just a quick overview of the content of the new issue, and I'll state where you can go now to check out the St. Austin Review, and I'll say it again at the end. So it's staustinreview.org. So it's ST, not don't spell Saint out. St. Austin, as in Austin, Texas, review.org. stAustinReview.org. Now, the Austin, by the way, is an abbreviation. The British English, we call Saint Augustine, or we do sometimes call Saint Augustine, Saint Austin. So the Augustinian friars, for instance, are known in England as the Austin Friars. So the St. Austin Review actually was named after not Saint, the famous St. Augustine of Hippo, but the less famous St. Augustine of Canterbury, who was sent by St. Gregory the Great to convert the people of England. So the magazine was actually founded in the UK, and it has St. Austin of Canterbury as our patron because we hoped to evangelize our own country, England. But my moving to the States has meant effectively that the St. Austin Review is largely an American magazine now, although we still do have English contributors, including English regular columnists such as Father Benedict Kiely and Kevin Tur KV Turley, who's actually Irish, but you know, he's living in London. So we have a transatlantic journal. So without any further ado, allow me to introduce the contents of the new issue. Freshly published, arrived at my home yesterday, my supply. And so the May June 2022 issue of the St. Austin Review is on the theme of the wisdom and innocence of G.K. Chesterton. And to quickly go down the contents. So, as regards the theme-related articles, we have two articles. First of all, I pay homage to two noble Jesuits because we published two articles about Chesterton by two great Jesuit scholars who were friends of the magazine and friends of mine. So I'm going to actually read the introduction to these two essays. So the headline is Homage to Two Noble Jesuits. The following two essays, previously unpublished, were written by two late and great Jesuit scholars, Father Peter Millward, 1925 to 2017, and Father James V. Shaw, 1928 to 2019, both of whom wrote for the St. Austin Review, and both of whom were friends of our mission to reclaim the culture. We are honored to publish these fruits of their respective pens in homage to their lives of noble service to Christ and Christian culture. May flights of angels sing them to their rest. We then published Father Millward's article, What Chesterton Has Meant to Me, and then Father Shaw's article on What the Mind is For, The Many Delights of Reading Chesterton. We then continue with other theme-related articles, in other words, Chesterton-related articles. I should mention, by the way, because I've skipped over it, that I write the editorial for every issue, which is always on the theme. So it's normally the title of the theme of the issue. So mine is The Wisdom and Innocence of G.K. Chesterton. But then we have Christina Colombo writing on Chesterton on Mirth, so a good-humoured article, so to speak. And then we have an article by Elizabeth Peterson, Little Children, Keep Yourselves from Idols, Possessive Love in Chesterton and Lewis, as in C.S. Lewis. Then we have an article by Jonathan Thorndike, Chesterton, Chaucer, and the Canterbury Tales. And then we have an article by Thomas Banks, Portrait of a Dean, Crossing Swords with Chesterton. And this is about Chesterton's great, well, not an enemy, because he didn't have enemies per se, but someone with whom he argued often, and that was Dean W.R. Ing, a Dean of St. Paul's during Chesterton's time at St. Paul's Cathedral. An article about him, Portrait of a Dean, Crossing Swords with Chesterton. And then we have the Knox Bible. In other words, the Bible translated by Monsignor Ronald Knox, of course, a great friend of Chesterton. And that's written by the theologian Ted Januszewski. You might pronounce his name Januszewski, I don't know, because he's American. And then we come to the middle section of the magazine is always usually includes a full, it's the full color section of the magazine, and it usually includes a full color art feature, often by a contemporary Catholic artist. In this issue we have a feature featuring the art of the Catholic artist Joseph Cole. So we have full color images of his painting, and also a short piece on his philosophy of myth. We also have then another, if you like, an article on art, in an article by Arthur Agajanian, entitled Armenia's Cross, A Cosmic Tree of Life. About this, the certain unique crosses of Armenian culture. And then we have, having got through the theme-related articles, that's normally the first half of the magazine, moving into the second half of the magazine, we get to the regular features. And the first in this issue is Faith on Film by K.V. Turley, the Irishman living in London, I mentioned earlier. And obviously, that regular feature is about Faith on Film. So it's a movie column from a Catholic perspective. And this week's one, keeping somewhat to the theme, is 1922, in other words, 100 years ago, Chesterton, Nosferatu, and the Spirit of Modernism. So Nosferatu, that classic adaptation of the novel of Dracula into the film medium, the movie version of, was actually released 100 years ago, 1922. So K.V. Turley connects Chesterton, that movie Nosferatu, and the Spirit of Modernism, all of which are connected to 1922, 100 years ago. The next feature we have is the regular art feature by a Spanish artist. So the previous columnist is based, an Irishman based in London. This is a Spaniard based in Spain, in Madrid, Manuel Alfonseca. And he writes our regular science column, Science versus Scientism. And his article, this issue, is My 10 Favorite Scientific Discoveries of the 20th Century. Actually, for someone who's not particularly scientific, such as myself, I found it very interesting. And then we have a regular feature by called Tuning My Words to the Word by Donald DeMarco, who's a philosopher, basically. And his article is Sense from Nonsense, or How to Spend 50 Minutes Explaining the Meaning of a Single Word to a Class of Students Without Putting Them to Sleep. Now really, quite frankly, you should subscribe to the St. Austin Review just because you need to read any article with a subheading of how to spend 50 minutes explaining the meaning of a single word to a class of students without putting them to sleep. Not to be missed. Certainly won't put you to sleep. The next regular feature is by my good friend Father Dwight Longenecker. And Father Dwight Longenecker writes a regular feature for the magazine called Inklings. And of course, that, as you would have guessed already, is a column which normally tries to connect the theme of the issue with one or other of the Inklings. In other words, normally Tolkien and or C.S. Lewis. And this particular issue is, and he succeeded, because the title is Narnia and the Childlike Chesterton. We then have the regular feature on music, Musica Donum Dei, by Susan Tracy. She's a regular music columnist. She's actually was a former colleague of mine on the faculty of Ave Maria University, where she was a professor of music. And this, again, keeping with the theme, sort of loosely at least, George Bernard Shaw as music critic. So that's her article. And then we have a regular feature by a lady who lives in Georgia called Elizabeth Pham. It's called Walls of a Playground, and it's just basically a Chestertonian column, Chestertonian in spirit, not necessarily about Chesterton, but in spirit. And in fact, it's summed up by the motto of the regular column, which is in the logo of it, which is a quote from Chesterton, which is, "Catholic doctrine and discipline may be walls, but they are the walls of a playground." So that's what gives the feature its name, Walls of a Playground. So this feature is Chestertonian in every issue, not just a Chestertonian issue. In fact, every issue of the St. Austin Review is a Chestertonian issue, but not always on the theme of Chesterton, which this one is. So again, another regular column is Sword of the Spirit by the English priest Father Benedict Kiely, another good friend of mine. And his feature this month is called The Chesterton Moment Revisited. And then another regular feature is by William Fahey, another good friend of mine, who's the president of Thomas More College of Liberal Arts in New Hampshire. And his regular column, Ruminatio, the column this month, this issue is called, "Does a Classical Education Foster Tyranny and Violence?" End quote. I think you can guess the yes or no answer to that, but he says much more about it than that. And then we come to the book review section. So in every issue, there is a review, a section reviewing recent books. And I won't give the name of the reviewers in each case now, because it'll just take too long. So I'm just going to give a list of the books that are reviewed in this issue. So the first is The Church and the Dark Ages, 430 to 1027, Saint Benedict, Charlemagne, and the Rise of Christendom by Philip Campbell, published by Ave Maria Press. The next review is a review of a book called Literature, What Every Catholic Should Know, by some author that I've never heard of called Joseph Pierce, published by the Augustine Institute and Ignatius Press jointly. The next review is of a novel, a gothic, well, a dark novel, called This Thing of Darkness, and that's written by K.V. Turley, who is, of course, a star columnist, and Fiorella De Maria, who you might know as someone who's written a number of novels that have been published by Ignatius Press, especially the Father Gilbert Mysteries. And then we have a review of Renewing Catholic Schools, How to Regain a Catholic Vision in a Secular Age. And that's a book that's published by the Catholic Education Press and edited by Jared Stout. And then we have a review of we've had a review in the last three issues, including this one, of each of the three volumes of this book. So Prison Journal Volume 3, The High Court Frees an Innocent Man by George Cardinal Pell. That probably will need no real introduction, no real further comment to most of you. And then we have a review of Wisdom and Wonder, How Peter Craved Shaped the Next Generation of Catholics, published, edited by Brandon Vogt, who many of you will know as being associated with Bishop Barron. And that's published by Ignatius Press. And then final book review is a review of Padre Raimundo's Army and Other Stories by Arthur Powers, which is published by Wiseblood Books. So on top of that, we have a selection of poetry by contemporary Catholic poets, and really some marvelous poetry published in every issue. So there you have it. This is an overview of the latest issue of the St. Austin Review. Please do consider subscribing to it. You can find out more about the magazine by visiting its website, staustinreview.org. So staustinreview.org, and check it out. And if you go to the subscribe page, you can actually become a subscriber and help support me and the work that my colleagues and I are doing with the St. Austin Review. Thanks so much for listening to me, and please do consider subscribing. Goodbye, and God bless.